the East Side's favorite morning show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
Anybody been to a wedding yet this summer? Or spring, I guess it still is?
No, our first one's this weekend.
This coming weekend?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I was reading this article about things that people regret at their wedding. And you see some you've seen before. You know, different photographer, should have eloped, things like that.
Right.
This one caught my eye because I just have never seen it before. But I'm not entirely surprised. But people said didn't invite the right amount of people to the wedding.
Huh.
Some thought they invited too many.
Mm-hmm.
Some thought they should have invited a lot more.
Yeah.
You ever think that?
I felt we were a good number.
Yeah, I
couldn't.
I did
maybe
too.
Maybe we invited too many.
Well,
huh?
We just started. You know, once you get into inviting aunts, uncles, and cousins, you know, that can be a lot, especially when you know you're coming from big families.
Right.
So where do you draw the line? It's like you got to stop someplace. I mean, can you really pick and choose between the aunts, uncles, and the cousins that you want to come? I mean, you can do whatever you want.
I've heard some people do it.
Yeah.
I remember a friend of mine got married, and, well, the marriage didn't last. This should have been one clue. But her mom was paying for most of it, so they got his guest list.
Oh.
Yeah, you do hear that. It's like, well, we're paying for it, so we get
a good
whatever
start.
We want.
That's, that's a real fantastic start, by the way.
We're cutting your list.
And, I mean, you went there. It was a room. It was an expensive wedding, too. I thought, you know, the first thing I thought, cheaper wedding, invite more people.
Yeah.
But it was formal. I don't know. 20 tables, maybe, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Two were for his family.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's, like you said, a great way to start.
Yeah, except it does set the precedent that money's power.
Yeah, it's great as long as it's always in your favor.
Yeah, no kidding. But yeah, no.
I do remember when I think back on it, we invited a lot of people, but there was we understood a lot of them were not coming.
Mm-hmm.
Had they all come.
Yeah. How many more would have come? 50? 100?
100.
Oh, my God.
Probably 100 more.
But that's the problem.
But it was a January wedding, a lot of out-of-town people. We just, you know, plus a lot of the invites were my mom, you know, saying, you got to invite so-and-so, you know.
Right. They probably
you knew
come.
Them when you were one.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
So they, you know, but I remember sending invites out going, they're not going to come. They're not going to come. That sort of thing. Had they all come.
That'd be too much.
We might have had to get more food. Certainly more booze.
Yes.
Did you expect all of us to come over from Springfield?
Yeah, I thought you guys actually would. Well, maybe not you. 280-1025. So, did you invite too many, too few to your wedding?
Yeah, I think we were about right. Maybe we could have taken 25 off.
Okay.
But we had 150, so that felt about right.
Ours, like I said, it worked out.
Yeah.
But we rolled the dice a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Had everyone showed up.
Oh, I kind of wish it had now.
It would have been too many.
To see you.
I don't even know if we would have had enough seating.
Of course, Ken's wedding is a standing room only. Of course it is. To see the Crown Prince of Des Moines walk down the aisle.
Yes, you knew that was coming.
Absolutely. Kay here from Indianola. You wish you would have invited more people?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many were invited?
It was kind of a last minute thing. There were two people invited.
Two people invited. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Where did you have the wedding at?
We had it in our living room.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
And so you wish you would have had a bigger blowout party, something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Two people.
Well,
who were the two people that got the invites, though?
They were brother-in-law and an aunt.
Gotcha.
Brother-in-law and an aunt.
Now, was anybody miffed that they missed the living room wedding?
Oh, there's some pretty salty people. They were pretty angry.
Were they? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were moms and dads angry? I didn't hear any of them invited there.
They were angry. We just couldn't afford much, but I'm kind of glad I didn't spend tons of money, but it would have been nice to have something.
Mm-hmm. Something a little more then. Okay.
Yeah, right. You tiptoed around that answer though, Kay. I mean, right. How mad were they?
They were pretty pissed.
All right. Thank you, Kay. You have a good day. Yeah. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
BFFs.
Most of the time.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.